USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Talking to reporters in Washington, D.C. today, former Vice President Joe Biden says he understands why some people may be uncomfortable with his affectionate style.
It is important that I and everyone else is aware that any woman or man who feels uncomfortable should have the right to just say, hey, I was uncomfortable with that.
Although Biden is not apologizing.
I'm not sorry for any of my intentions. I'm not sorry for anything that I had ever done. I've never been disrespectful intentionally to a man or a woman.
The economy added 196,000 jobs in March, and President Trump is happy.
The economic numbers just came out. They're very, very good. Our country's doing unbelievably well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The feds are announcing charges against Brian Michael Rini, the man who claimed he was missing boy Timothy Pitson of Illinois.
The United States has proceeded to file a federal criminal charge against Brian Rini for lying to a federal agent within the jurisdiction of the United States.
Ohio U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman says Rini faces up to 8 years in prison because the charges are related to child sex trafficking. Verizon announced on Thursday that they've activated their 5G ultra-wideband network in parts of Minneapolis and Chicago. This as a carrier expects to bring that technology to 30 cities in the United States at some point in 2019. Fox News technology contributor Brett Larson with more on 5G.
To get it right now, you need to have, there's one Motorola phone that has a 5G attachment. It's a mod that you can put onto it. And then you need to be in a certain part of Minneapolis or Chicago to get that 5G service.
Okay.
Oh, and you have to pay $10 extra every month.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Despite two failed attempts at brokering a firm agreement to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he remains confident that a third summit will take place between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
We came out of Hanoi with a deeper understanding of each other. The positions that the two sides had, the two leaders were able to make progress in that respect. We didn't get as far as the world is demanding. These are global sanctions that are on North Korea today.
Are you disappointed?
It's a negotiation, and we've always known this was going to take a while. So I don't know that I was disappointed. You always hope you'll make progress faster, better. You know that in every interaction you have.
Mm-hmm.
We're determined. I'm convinced the North Koreans are determined as well. Chairman Kim has promised me. He's promised President Trump he will denuclearize. Now it's the mission of my team to make sure that that happens.
With the leader of South Korea meeting with President Trump next week, Pompeo was asked if there's any chance of loosening up on some of the sanctions against North Korea.
President Trump has been unambiguous. Our administration's policy is incredibly clear. Economic sanctions, United Nations Security Council sanctions, will not be lifted until we achieve the ultimate objective that we set out now almost 2 years ago.
Pompeo was speaking there on CBS this morning, and Pompeo also in that interview acknowledges that the United States did not get what we need out of our last meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and hopes to change that in a possible third meeting. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.